Chapter 1. Introduction to Taylor Jenkins Reid and her works. Taylor Jenkins Reid is renowned for her best-selling novels, Daisy Jones and the Six, and The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, which were released in 2019 and 2017 respectively. However, her earlier work, Maybe in Another Life, published in 2015, explores different thematic elements while retaining her engaging writing style. This novel follows Hannah Martin, a 29-year-old woman who has struggled to find stability in her life. Having moved around frequently, she returns to Los Angeles, where she reunites with her best friend, Gabby, and her husband. The book was chosen by a book club for discussion, which influenced the decision to read and review it. Chapter 2. Hannah Martin's Life and Choices. Hannah Martin's life is at a crossroads as she returns to Los Angeles, seeking a fresh start and hoping to reconnect with her high school sweetheart, Ethan. On her first night back, Hannah and her friends, including Gabby, go out to a club. At the end of the night, Hannah faces a pivotal decision. Should she go home with Ethan or with Gabby? This moment of choice splits the narrative into two parallel storylines, allowing readers to explore how her life unfolds based on each decision. This dual narrative structure provides a unique exploration of how seemingly small decisions can drastically alter the course of one's life. Chapter 3. Exploring Dual Realities. The novel's structure alternates between the two potential realities resulting from Hannah's decision. In one storyline, she goes home with Ethan, reigniting their romance. In the other, she goes home with Gabby, leading to different personal and professional opportunities. This dual narrative is intriguing, as it allows readers to experience the what-if scenarios of Hannah's life simultaneously. Initially, this concept engages readers, offering a fresh perspective on the consequences of our choices and the multiple paths one's life can take. The parallel development of the two storylines keeps readers invested in both versions of Hannah's life. Chapter 4. Emotional Depth and Character Development. As the story progresses, Hannah's character is developed through her relationships and personal growth in each storyline. Whether reconnecting with Ethan or deepening her bond with Gabby, Hannah navigates love, friendship, and her own aspirations. The novel touches on adult themes and complex emotions, such as the struggle for stability and the impact of past decisions on present circumstances. However, some readers may find the character development lacking depth, with certain resolutions feeling shallow or unearned. Despite this, the narrative does include touching moments, such as Hannah's reflections on her past and her interactions with loved ones, which add emotional weight to the story. Chapter 5. Critiques and Reader Reactions. While the concept of maybe in another life is compelling, its execution has garnered mixed reviews. Some readers, including the reviewer, found the dual narratives to be repetitive, with each storyline feeling too similar and lacking distinctiveness. The character of Hannah and her obsession with cinnamon rolls was criticized for being overly simplistic and one-dimensional. Additionally, the resolutions in both storylines were seen as unsatisfactory, with character growth and plot developments appearing forced or unconvincing. The reviewer expressed disappointment in the book, rating it 1 star on Goodreads, and felt disconnected from the characters and their journeys. Chapter 6. Comparisons to Other Works. Given Taylor Jenkins Reid's success with later works like Daisy Jones and the Six, and The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, Maybe in Another Life might not showcase her full potential as an author. The reviewer, though disappointed with this particular book, acknowledged that it does not necessarily reflect the quality of Reid's other novels. Despite the unsatisfactory experience with Maybe in Another Life, the reviewer remains open to reading The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo due to its intriguing premise and favorable reviews. However, they are less inclined to read Daisy Jones and the Six due to a personal lack of interest in stories about bands. Conclusion. Maybe in Another Life by Taylor Jenkins Reid presents an interesting narrative structure that explores the impact of choices through parallel storylines. While the concept is engaging, the execution has received mixed reviews. some readers find the dual narratives repetitive and the characters lacking depth. Despite these critiques, the novel includes emotional moments and reflections on life's complexities. The reviewer found the book disappointing, but remains open to exploring Reid's other acclaimed works, hoping they offer a more fulfilling reading experience. Overall, Maybe in Another Life is a light, quick read with an intriguing premise, but may not resonate with all readers.